In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. Children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. To God on high.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have entrusted to your people the task of teaching all nations. Enlighten with wisdom of your Holy Spirit those who teach and those who learn, that the joyous truth of the gospel may be known in every generation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament lesson is from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant, and when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name you shall swear. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God is in your midst, is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you from off the face of the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
Let the wise hear and be silent.
Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching.
The second lesson is from the book of Acts, chapter 2. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
His mouth come knowledge and understanding.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Now they were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe the Father Almighty.
Substance of the Father, I whom all things are made, who for us sin, and
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's sermon will be based on our Old Testament lesson, Deuteronomy 6. Please be seated. Well, the Lord's richest blessings to each and every one of you here this evening, dear ones. A special welcome to our district president in our midst, all of our visitors. Today is truly a momentous day, and I know that I've only been here as your associate pastor, of course, for just over a month and a half. But today's import and its gravity, its significance, has not been lost on me. In fact, personally, I find it difficult to overstate its significance. Today marks the beginning of a new era in the history of our congregation. Today, we officially begin the sacred work of bringing the children of our congregation into the wonders of a classical Lutheran education, into a most blessed heritage that spans back centuries by now. It's a tradition whose splendor and beauty will, by the grace of God, endure in this place for many generations to come. The point of my homily to you tonight is very simple, but it's very important, and that is this: that the opening of St. John's Classical Lutheran School is nothing less than a precious gift from God. And I humbly urge every one of you to cherish it as such. In the first place, we should note, on the basis of our Old Testament lesson, just how important a Christian education is in the sight of God. You heard the great commandment that was given by God to Israel through Moses. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And he proceeds to give any number of things, all of which are extremely important, and all of which God commands the people of Israel to teach to their children, to teach them diligently. And the Hebrew word there, right at the beginning, verse 5 or 6, I believe, what you find there, it's the Hebrew word shanan, and in the ESV it translates it as to teach diligently, and that's the sense of it. But the Hebrew word is just a little bit more literal here. What it means is it refers to the sharpening of a blade on a whetstone over and over and over again. And this is what education, catechesis, is to be for our children: to sharpen them, to enrich them, grounded in the Word of God, grounded in the sacred teachings revealed to us by the Lord our God. This is extremely, extremely important to the Lord our God, so much so that later on in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, you will find explicit provision for rebellious sons who will not listen to their fathers and their mothers. Explicit provision is given to put them to death. Deadly serious is this, is the education of the people of God. And we need to appreciate that. We need to hear that and let it sink in to our hearts and minds today. Deadly serious, God will hold all of us accountable for how we bring up and instruct our children in the faith. The Holy Scriptures show us, then, that both in the Old Testament and now in the New, it is pleasing in the sight of God for His children to grow up to be wise and learn it, that they obtain knowledge and understanding so that they would love God and neighbor in a holistic, intelligent way. Not in a way that's haphazard and foolish, hard-hearted and unsure. That is not how God would have us be. That is not how God would have us raise our children. And so how very good and right it is, then, for us to adorn our children with a rich and wholesome education so that they can better understand the Holy Scriptures first and foremost, and so that they can also grow to be godly, wise, learned, capable members of society. Lord knows we need people like that now. If ever there was a time, at least in the history of our country, when we needed godly, learned, capable Christians to go out and be members of society, productive, wholesome members of society, it would be now. Lord knows we don't need another generation of young people to languish and waste away with a poor education. We don't need that, and it is displeasing in the sight of God. And so then what a treasure it is then that we have before us in the classical school opening today. How very good and right it is then for us to bring our children here to daily chapel led by Pastor Wright and myself, to immerse our children in the various arts offered by a classical Lutheran curriculum, in the rigorous study of grammar and logic and rhetoric, learning music, arithmetic, and Latin, gaining a thorough understanding of history, reading the finest poetry and literary works that have survived since classical antiquity up to now. All these things, dear ones, deeply enrich our minds and especially the minds of our children. And the reason for this is simple. It's because the classical liberal arts cultivate in us a longing and a love for that which is good and true and beautiful. Even if they didn't always speak in these terms exactly, Dr. Luther and many at the time of the Reformation understood this very well. And I'll get to that a little bit in a minute. But what I want to communicate to you over and above all else right now is that a classical Lutheran education is not to be seen as merely one more trendy pedagogical method or approach. It is not just another means of learning for the sake of learning. No, a classical Lutheran education is a tried and true, abundantly fertile way of providing for a child's mind, for the flourishing of their intellect, their imagination, and their very souls. And out of genuine love and concern for our children, we should all burn to give them just that. An education that truly enriches their lives, their Christian faith, and not just for today, not just for this month, this year, but for many months, many years to come, well after we are all dead and gone. Would that many generations of young people would thank God for their forefathers in the faith, their mothers in the faith, that handed down this beautiful education, a classical Lutheran education. It is a treasure to behold. So given what I've said up to this point then, clearly the promise of classical Lutheran education stands in stark contrast to what passes for education in society today. Education which is supposedly enlightening the minds of our youth, but which in reality is enveloping them in darkness. I know you've heard about this, and so have I. This is all around us. What we're seeing is what happens when we don't diligently teach our children as God would have us teach them, and as he commanded the Israelites in our text for today. If you've been keeping track and paying attention to the state of public education in our country, you will know that it is in an advanced state of decay and rottenness, to put it mildly. White youth are being taught that they are irredeemably racist and that they should despise themselves and their heritage for it. Young people are being taught from very early on that gender is a spectrum, male and female, a social construct. And just a short time ago, if you can believe it, I read a report that in the state of California, surprise, surprise, Children in public schools were being taught together in class to pray to and invoke pagan Aztec deities, all at the taxpayer expense. Deities whose rites of human sacrifice are so horrific and gruesome, I would not dare to even speak of them from this pulpit. On and on I could go with cases like these, and I know that you can too. And what I'm preaching to you is not particularly difficult to figure out, that this is wrong and evil. But I also hasten to add that this is not an advertisement to vote for a specific political party, because the truth is that whoever supports these things, whoever puts their names to them and says, that's what we need to be giving our children, they must be opposed. They must be fought with prayer and fasting from Christians. We are obliged to do this and to support every institution like the one we are opening today at St. John's Classical Lutheran School. Whether your kids are grown and beyond the age of schooling, whether they're too young, whether you homeschool, it makes no difference. As Christians, you are bound to support institutions of education like the one we are opening today. You are to make it your vested interest. You're to pray for its success. That is what you must do, and I will do it too. We must, and don't just take my word for it that this is what we ought to be doing. Here's what Dr. Luther himself had to say in a treatise he wrote in 1524. He titled the treatise, "To the Councilmen of All Cities in Germany, that they may establish and maintain Christian schools." Luther wanted Christian schools like the one that we're opening today in every city in Germany. Every one. Here's what he says in one part. He says, "I beg all of you, my dear sirs and friends, for the sake of God and our poor young people, not to treat this matter of their education as lightly as many do, who fail to realize what the ruler of this world is up to. For it is a grave and important matter, and one that which is of vital concern both to Christ and the world at large, that we take steps to help the youth. Bear in mind that such insidious, subtle, and crafty attacks of the devil must be met with great Christian determination." Thus far, Dr. Luther. He goes on to say a little later as well, "For my part, I would have children study not only languages and history, but also singing and music, together with the whole of mathematics. The ancient Greeks trained their children in these disciplines, and yet they grew up to be people of wondrous ability, subsequently fit for everything. How I regret now that I did not read more poets and historians, and that no one taught me them." This is Luther. So, dear ones, like I said before, the opening of our classical Lutheran school here at St. John's is a precious gift from God our Father. As the Epistle of St. James even says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." And God our Father has given us the ultimate gift and proof of his love in his Son, the light of the world, whom he sent, whom the darkness has not overcome, and who gives us the victory now through his death and resurrection, through baptism into this. The early Christians understood baptism to be illumination, because the light of the world has now come into you through holy baptism, enlightening your mind, your very heart, all that you do, bringing you out of a corrupt and darkened way of life. This is what God has given you. And so too, he has also visited us and given us the gift of a classical Lutheran school. To all the students here today, you happy few, blessed are you. Your vocation as a student is one of preparation, to learn all that you can and soak up everything, to study hard out of love for God and neighbor. And believe me when I tell you that in due time and with the help of God, you will shine dazzlingly in a world growing darker by the day. To all of you teachers who will soon be installed, Andrea, Aaron, and Bethany, our whole church gives thanks to God for you, for your talents and abilities, and that you will faithfully work as teachers for the children entrusted to you. May God grant that your labors are sweet and fulfilling. You have our support and our encouragement and our prayers. And for all the rest of us here at St. John's, may we all give thanks to God and cherish this gift for as long as He permits us to have it. May it be a vested interest of us all, and may it bring songs of praise to our lips. To Christ be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.
We could have our teachers come forward, please. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, Andrea Kosmicki, Bethany Johnson, and Aaron Grass have been properly elected to serve as teachers at St. John's Classical Lutheran School. This office has been established in love by the Church to support the office of the Holy Ministry and to assist and strengthen Christian fathers and mothers in their God-given responsibility to bring up their children in the nurture and instruction of the Lord. Hear the word of God concerning this office. By the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. And again, we hear, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And again, we hear, Jesus called them to him and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And finally, we hear, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Ladies, do you believe and confess the canonical books of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God and the only infallible rule of faith and practice? Yes, I believe and confess the canonical scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the only infallible rule of faith and practice. Do you believe and confess the three ecumenical creeds, namely the Apostles, the Nicene, and the Athanasian creeds, as faithful testimonies to the truth of this Holy Scriptures, and do you reject all the errors which they condemn?
Yes, I believe and confess the three ecumenical creeds, because they are in accord with the Word of God. I also reject all the errors they condemn.
Do you confess the unaltered Augsburg Confession to be a true exposition of Holy Scripture and a correct exposition of the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? And do you confess that the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, the Small and Large Catechisms of Martin Luther, the Small Code Articles, the Treatise on the Power and Primacy of the Pope, and the Formula of Concord, as these are contained in the Book of Concord, are also in agreement with this one scriptural faith?
Yes.
Do you promise solemnly, faithfully to serve God's people in this teaching in accordance with the Holy Scripture and with these confessions?
Yes, I promise with the help of God.
Will you, trusting in God's care, seek to grow in love for those you serve, strive for excellence in your skills, and adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ with a godly life? Got to print those off, so I'm not going to take your job anytime soon. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you have heard the confession and solemn promise of Andrea, Bethany, and Aaron, who have been called to serve as teachers in the church. I ask you now, in the presence of God, will you receive them, show them fitting love and honor, and support them by your gifts and fervent prayer? If so, then answer, we will, with the help of God. We will, with the help of God. The Almighty and most merciful God, strengthen and assist you always. Are you ready and willing to assume this work of this office? Yes. Andrea, Bethany, and Aaron, I install you as teachers of St. John's Classical Lutheran School in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. The congregation will stand. Gracious and most merciful Lord, we thank you for providing faithful men and women in your church to assist and support the office of the Holy Ministry and in its work among us. Grant your Holy Spirit to Bethany, Andrea, and Aaron, and adorn them with wisdom and power from on high. Incline both young and old to godliness and obedience, and let them so benefit by instruction in your holy word that they may serve you all their days and finally obtain eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace and joy. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you, bless and strengthen you for faithful service in his name. Amen. Congregation will remain seated. You may return to your seats. Thank you, ladies.
Let us pray for all people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Holy Father, you gave your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be the light of the world and to illumine our hearts and minds through baptism into him. Preserve us steadfast in the true faith and bless the right proclamation of your word both here and abroad, that the forces of darkness would be broken and people in every land would be enlightened with the saving knowledge of your Son. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you've shown us your love and favor in establishing St. John's Classical Lutheran School here in our congregation. Mercifully bless the Christian education of your children in our parish for generations to come, that children here may become learned and holy, growing up in the fear of you and with a fervent desire to make use of what they learn in service of their neighbors and to the glory of your holy name. Lord, in your mercy. Restrain the activities of the evil one who would seek to undermine the efforts of our classical school to provide for the edification of your children. And by your Spirit, encourage the members of our congregation to pray for and support both those who teach and those who learn. Give joy to all who serve as teachers and give them the privilege of enjoying the fruits of their labors. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, permit us to come before you with repentant hearts, trusting in your promises. As we receive the holy sacrament of the altar, help us to partake of it worthily, rightly discerning the true body and blood of your dear Son, our Savior, for the forgiveness of our sins. And let us eat and drink to our pious refreshment unto eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Let the doors of this school be opened in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, the psalmist declares that the learning of God's word to his praise, saying, I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your right and just decrees. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Since the Lord has taught us in his holy word that all things are holy when they are sanctified by the word of God in prayer, it is fitting that we bless and sanctify this educational facility, that it may be a place where all may grow in the knowledge and wisdom of the only true and saving God. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, since you have commanded the care and nurture of children to your people, graciously enlighten those who teach and learn at this school, that they may know the truth and trust in you all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless this school into the praise and honor of his name. Amen. And taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray once again the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
We continue with the Benedicamus.
The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.